Are you ready to talk about the P word? No, I don't mean prioritize or pause, although those are two words I often talk about. Today, I'm going to be talking about profit. We are going to go back to the basics and ensure you have a strong foundation for maximizing profit and paying yourself consistently. I'll be sharing my favorite way to increase profit, so stay tuned. Are you that driven entrepreneur who believes that working harder holds the key to your dreams? Are you drowning in the day-to-day tasks, wishing you had more time to strategize and cast the vision for your business growth? Hi, I'm Donna Dubay, your guide on this entrepreneurial journey. I've walked in your worn-out shoes, burning the midnight oil, convinced that sheer hard work was the secret to success. Just one more email, one more task, until I found myself on a one-way track to burnout. But here's the twist in the tale. I discovered that success isn't just about working harder, it's about working smarter. It's about being intentional with our time. It's about steering our ship with focus, because no team, system, or automation can outperform a lack of direction. In this podcast, I'm sharing with you all the strategies for business growth that it took me years to learn. If you're ready to step out of the daily overwhelm so you can amplify your profits, then I'm ready to teach you. I believe the only limit to your business growth is the one you set for yourself. Go grab a notebook, warm up that cup of tea, and let's do this. Welcome back, CEOs and small business owners. So happy you're here. Today, we're diving into a topic that's often overlooked, but in my opinion, absolutely crucial for your business success. And that is profit. Yes, profit. It's not just a buzzword. It's actually the lifeline of your business. We spend too much time as small business owners in this online space talking about revenue. What's your revenue goal? Oh, I didn't hit my goals. How much revenue? What kind of revenue? And we're missing the real truth here, which is our profit. So exactly what is profit? Let's break it down into simple terms and make sure we're all on the same page. So revenue is the total amount of money your business brings in from your sales and services, products, whatever you're selling. Profit, on the other hand, is what remains after you've paid all your business expenses. It's the money that you get to keep. And if you don't have enough profit, you can't pay yourself. It's as simple as that. Now, you might be thinking, but isn't revenue important too? Of course it is. While revenue is essential, profit is what truly matters. Let me give you an example here. You can have two small businesses, both with a top line revenue goal of aiming for $100,000 annually. So they want to bring in $100,000 from any sales, services, or products they did in a year. However, depending on the expenses that the business has, so this includes things like operating expenses, their software tools, any equipment, their labor, their taxes, everything that you have to pay out from that money you bring in, you can have a very different profit number. So one business with a revenue goal of $100,000 annually could actually be having expenses that were $60,000. And so they have $40,000 left over after they've paid for everything. Another business, on the other hand, who's still making $100,000 top line revenue, has operating expenses, labor expenses, taxes, all the things you have to pay out of closer to $90,000. And at the end of the day, they're only left with $10,000 in profit. See the difference here? One has $60,000, one has $10,000. But in terms of their revenue, the money they brought in, it was exactly the same. And so that's why when I'm working with clients, I really have to dig deeper than the revenue. We have to peel back those onion layers and actually get down to the profit. What is the profit month to month? What is the profit year to year? It makes such a difference. And you'll find a lot of business coaches and marketing coaches, they focus solely on revenue, right? You hear things like, well, you just need to sell more. You just need to make more. You just need to work harder. Well, I'm here to tell you, friends, that I've tried that approach. And it often leads to burnout. I've been there, and it's not a sustainable way to create a thriving business. The only surefire way to grow a business that supports the life that you want and the life that you love is to plan with profit in mind. So I have a story to kind of show this to you. A client of mine recently found out that she'd be losing what we thought was a significant revenue stream in her business. So a fair amount of her business revenue came from selling of this product. And this was going to go away. We weren't going to sell this product anymore. She was actually a service provider. So it was a service she was offering to a client, and that client had decided to move on. They were finished with that. And so that was going to affect her revenue stream quite a bit. So naturally, she was a bit panicked. She comes to me. I'm not sure what I can do because I've got a serious revenue gap here that I need to fill. And I'm not sure, possibly many of you can relate, right? Losing a steady source of income can be terrifying as a small business owner. But here's the thing I want you to remember. Worry and panic never solved anything. We have to take a step back and actually look at the numbers. I know numbers are not your favorite for some of you, but the truth is numbers don't lie. They tell the story exactly how it is. And we have to look at it even when it's hard to hear. So in the case of my client, when we looked at her numbers, we discovered that this particular revenue stream for her was fairly high maintenance, meaning she was investing a lot of her time, her energy, and her money into it. And the profit that she was getting out of this service was minimal. So at the end of the day, after she had paid all her expenses, the profit she had left from this revenue stream was small. So instead of stressing about replacing the lost revenue, we flipped the script and focused on replacing the profit. We made a plan that prioritized profit, and it lifted a huge burden off her shoulders. She was now able to focus on more profitable ventures like ideas, and ultimately, her business became more sustainable. She was putting a lot of time and effort into a revenue stream that wasn't bringing her a lot of profit. And so we had to flip things, we had to change things and pivot things so that her offer was bringing her a significant amount of profit. And then the revenue part didn't matter so much. You see how this works? So now I ask, what about you? Are you looking at your business, at your numbers, and planning with profit in mind? If you're not, it's okay. There's always today to start, right? So here are a few ideas that I want you to start to put into place and to help you get on track when you're planning for profit in mind. Again, these ideas come from the Profit First Method by Mike Michalowicz, favorite method of mine, and really, really helps small business owners allocate their funds appropriately. So here's my three ideas for how to keep profit in mind when you're planning and how to be looking at your numbers appropriately. Number one, allocate your income. So every time you receive income, every time someone pays you, allocate it into different accounts. And those accounts are going to be for four things: profit, taxes, operating expenses, and owner's pay. So if every time you get paid from a client, or every time you make a sale, every time you launch a program, product, or service, you take the revenue that you've been given and you break that up into four categories. What this ensures is that you're always prioritizing your profit. So every time money comes in, a little bit goes to taxes, a little bit goes to profit, a little bit goes to operating expenses, and a little bit goes to owner's pay. By doing this, you pay yourself first, which is point number two, and something that's so, so important in the small business world. Most of us are not doing this. Correct me if I'm wrong, but you're probably in this boat where you're paying yourself what's left over, if there's anything left over. And so sometimes that might be half a piece of bread, and other times it's literally breadcrumbs. And so I don't want you to be going forward anymore with that type of process in place. I want you to pay yourself first. So make sure you're taking a percentage of your revenue as profit before you're paying any of your expenses. So you put a little bit in profit and a little bit in owner's pay so that at the end of the month, you are naturally building up your profit bank account, if you want to have a separate bank account, and your owner's pay, so that each and every month you're paying yourself consistently. Okay, number three is to cut any unnecessary expenses. I know we hear this a lot of times, but how many of you actually have a calendar item for this or something in your project management tool to remind you to do this every 6 months? Is it something that you would do regularly? I know it's in your head. You know you have to reduce your expenses, but do you actually take the time to sit down and look at what services you're paying for each and every month? And do you actually need those? Is there a way that you can cut any of those back? Is there a way that you can reduce some of them? Some of them you may not need at all. Great, let's cancel the subscription and move on. Other ones you may still want, but can you set it up to be an annual payment rather than a monthly payment? Because most software tools will allow you to save a significant amount if you can pay for it annually rather than monthly. So something to look at, but definitely make sure that you have that in your calendar or in your project management tool to go through and review your expenses twice a year, see what you can cut back on or get rid of totally. The reason for doing this is obviously if the money coming in doesn't change and we want to get more profit, then we have to look at our expenses, right? Let me share you another quick story. A client of mine who is really struggling to pay herself. She was not using the profit first method when I first started with her. And even though she was bringing in a decent amount of revenue, somehow there was never enough left over for her. So some months she'd pay herself, other months she'd have nothing. And let's face it, this is really difficult if you are the sole breadwinner for your family or a significant breadwinner for your family. You need to have some sort of regular revenue and pay that you're bringing to yourself that you can then use to pay for your family and your expenses on your personal side. And so she was finding this difficult that some months she couldn't pay for the things that she was responsible for and things were having to spill over into her spouse, etc. So we implemented the profit first method and it really changed things for her. She started allocating her income into those four different accounts we talked about and started paying herself first. Within just a few months, she was not only able to pay herself consistently, but she also had money set aside for her taxes and unexpected expenses. This was a complete turnaround because now she had regular, reliable income that she could use to pay for her personal expenses out of her business. So here's a question for you. Do you want to give yourself a raise this year? How much would you love to be paying yourself consistently each month? Think about it. And remember, the key to achieving this is to prioritize your profit. So if you're ready to take control of your business finances and start planning with profit in mind, I encourage you to start today. It doesn't matter if this is June, if this is August, if this is October, if this is January. It doesn't matter what time of the year you're listening to this. You can start this today. Look at your numbers. Dive deeper than revenue. Actually look at your profit. Are you paying yourself first? And if you're not, make a plan and stick to it. I know you've got this. However, if this is an area of your business where you know you could use some help, you want to be able to do this, but you're just not sure all the steps to make it happen, then I encourage you to book my free 20-minute pulse check as your next step. Together, we'll identify key areas in your business that need attention. We'll develop a plan to leverage your time, and we'll outline your exact next steps to achieve the sustainable growth, i.e. more profit. So book your 20-minute pulse check by clicking on the link in the show notes. Thanks for tuning in today, and I can't wait to hear about your success stories. hop on over to the Facebook group CEO Amplify and let me know how you're going to implement paying yourself first in your business. Until next time, keep prioritizing profit and building the business of your dream. Thank you for joining me on this episode of CEO Amplify. I appreciate you being part of our thriving community of ambitious business owners. If you enjoy today's episode, I kindly ask you to share this podcast with a friend and take a hot minute to rate and leave a review. It would mean the world to me. Your feedback helps me reach more people and continue providing valuable content. Thanks so much for your support. Keep shining, and we'll catch you on the next episode.